Pacheco, and welcome as we venture back to forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning paperback that tells America's story through the great character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me on today's program is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend, Gary Lykin, with his weekly On the Backlot report. This week is part two at our look at one of the more influential movie lots during the studio era. Last time, we focused on the glitzy 20th Century Fox. Today, we'll spend an hour at Paramount Pictures. Founded by Adolf Zucker in 1912, the film lot is located still at 5555 Melrose Boulevard in Hollywood. The very first cinematic creations were released through this studio when Jesse Lasky moved his company to the quiet L.A. farm community in 1914. Historically, The Squaw Man, directed by Cecil B. DeMille, was distributed through Paramount. They were the first major movie studio that emphasized glamour. During the silent era, stars emerged, including Gloria Swanson, Rudolph Valentino, and Clara Bow, the original It Girl. By the 1930s, talkies produced on the lot were represented by an array of powerful new talent. Marlena Dietrich, Mae West, Gary Cooper, Claudette Colbert, and the Marx Brothers. These siblings had a hand in the combined development of audio-visual humor in film. They were comedic family royalty and embodied a true anarchy, challenging the intended direction and script first on Broadway and later in motion pictures. Specifically, Groucho, Harpo, and Chico were also noted musical entertainers. Their vocal ability and use of instruments guaranteed moments of sanity during otherwise frenetic routines. Let's listen in on Forgotten Hollywood.
Well, I'm certainly grateful for this magnificent washout, a turnout, and now I'd like to say a few words. Hello? I must be going. I cannot say I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. La la.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you spoil this party. I am through it.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be going.
Before you go, if you oblige us, I never found you'll need no going.
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay. But I must be going.
You sing a high, huh?
Yes, I have a falsetto voice.
That's a funny. My last pupil, she got a false set of teeth. Well, maybe for the first lesson, it's better if you don't sing. And if you don't sing, I think it's a much better yet. I'll sing. Everyone says I love you. The great big mosquito when he stings you. The fly when he gets stuck on the fly paper too says I love you. Every time the cow says moo, she's a making the poultry very happy too. And the rooster when he holla cocky dooly dooly doo says I love you. Christopher Columbo, he write the Queen of Spain a very nice little note. And he's right all over you, baby. And then he get himself a great big boat. He's a wiser guy, what do you think? Columbo do, when he's a come here in 1492. He say to Pocahontas, that's a fatchy catchy goo. That means you little son of a gun, I love you. Maybe it's better if I don't sing too, huh?
Yes.
All right, I'll play.
I love good music.
So do I. Let's get out of here.
Sit down.
I've got to stay here. But there's no reason why you folks shouldn't go out into the lobby till this thing blows over.
Mm-hmm.
that's all for the first lesson. I come back next week and teach you how to breathe. And don't breathe until I see you again.
Today, Forgotten Hollywood visits Paramount. Musical comedy films were popular in the 1930s. This was good news for the production team that hired Carol Lombard, Bing Crosby, and Dorothy L'Amour. The latter two actors would join a fabulous comedian to form a highly successful theatrical series. But that was 2 years away in 1937. You're listening to Forgotten Hollywood.
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened to me. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened.
Strange Enchantment by Frank Lesser and Frederick Hollander, sung by Dorothy L'Amour and Choir in the Paramount picture Man About Town.
Strange enchantment fills the moonrise. There's a breeze like sandalwood and wine. Enchantment lies in your eyes, saying, please, oh please, tonight be mine. When the moon has gone in the blue dawn, and we darling, I'll be dreaming of this moment with a strange enchantment in my heart.
When the moon is gone by tomorrow's dawn,
please, tonight be mine.
so please tonight be mine. When the moon has gone in the blue dawn, and we go wandering apart, darling, I'll be dreaming of this moment with a strange in my heart.
This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco.
The Road to Utopia was our next little junket after guided tours to Singapore, Zanzibar, and Morocco. And in this almost strictly ad-libbed fiasco, Dottie L'Amour lost her sarong for a parka, Hal Walker, the director, lost his patience, and Hope and myself temporarily lost our complete minds as we get carried away in the following little ditty.
I don't care where I'm going, just as long as I'm with you. Put it there, pal, put it there.
I'll be just like your horses, and I'll stick to you like glue.
Put it there, pal, put it there.
I'm glad you're fooling Pepsodent. Oh, that happy snow.
Stealing all that cash.
I hear your show on Thursdays.
Nice, huh?
What a lot of eggs you smash.
Well, at least I don't depend upon Colonna's big mustache.
Oh, he gave me the brush.
You're faithful and you're fair. Put it there.
Skin me that, skin me. You've got that something in your voice so right for selling cheese.
Hustle a lot of this stuff.
Put it there, pal. Put it there.
Put that back in a bowl.
You know, I think your jokes are great.
Really?
It's just that folks are hard to please.
They're just snobs, that all.
Put it there, pal. Put it there. Your face could make a fortune. Just your nose should make a lot.
How do you siphon? I like the way you wear those gaudy colored shirts you've got. Boy, the only time a rainbow ever covered up a pot.
You're such a perfect square.
Oh, is that on the paper there?
Let me see the script.
Big crowd here tonight.
Shall we dance?
Sorry, I have my heavy underwear on.
Oh, just to what's around, to the adrenaline, huh?
Well, okay, if I lead. My colleague.
My crony.
My cohort.
My friend.
Companions.
Confederates.
Chums to the end.
Like meat and potatoes.
Or salt and tomatoes.
Boy, what a blend. Don't put it in the paper.
Don't worry about me.
Don't put it on the air.
I'll finish.
Don't put it in your pipe. Put it there.
When Bob Hope was paired with Crosby and L'Amour, movie magic was created. Prior to the pairing, Gary Cooper was the most reliable actor on the Paramount lot. He appeared in action films as The Lives of a Bengal Lancer, The Plainsman, The General Died at Dawn, Beau Jest, Northwest Mounted Police, and later in The Story of Dr. Wassel and Unconquered. Despite the success of Cooper, movie audiences were massively drawn to the Road series of films. Hope, Crosby, and L'Amour visited exotic locations in Singapore, Zanzibar, Morocco, Alaska, Rio, Bali. These films were filled with double takes and muggings by its star and informal silly asides with the movie-going audience. Bing Crosby was really hot property once he won an Academy Award in Going My Way in 1944. While Hope and Crosby were going about their business on screen, Paramount Pictures decided to make important motion pictures. Sullivan's Travels with Joel McRae and Veronica Late signaled the advent of the social relevance in comedy. Arguably, the finest film noir drama was created in 1944, Double Indemnity. Noir has its origins in European cinema. Other film noir made at Paramount, The Blue Dahlia, The Strange Loves of Martha Ivers, and Sorry, Wrong Number. Bob Hope even satirized the genre in My Favorite Brunette with a cameo from Alan Ladd. Meanwhile, Paramount decided to contract Irving Berlin to create a musical that had its roots in the 1942 Crosby and Fred Astaire comedy, Holiday Inn. What transpired was a heartwarming vehicle that starred Crosby, Danny Kaye, Rosemary Clooney, and Vera Ellen. Dean Jagger also co-starred in this sentimental White Christmas. Here's a tune from the film Unforgotten Hollywood.
Thank you.
Johnny Pacheco here on Forgotten Hollywood as we pay homage to Paramount. The 1950s were good to the studio. A string of films beginning with Sunset Boulevard ensured a decade of fine productions, which include A Place in the Sun, Detective Story, The Greatest Show on Earth, Come Back Little Sheba, Shane, The Country Girl, The Ten Commandments, and The Rainmaker. Many of these amazing pictures featured the rugged William Holden and the alluring Audrey Hepburn. They both received an Oscar for acting in 1953, Holden for his work in Stalag 17, and Hepburn for her role in Roman Holiday. In fact, they both appeared together in Sabrina, a movie that also starred Humphrey Bogart. When we come right back, we'll return to the Paramount Pictures lot and take a peek at their iconic films of the 1960s and 70s. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Maine, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. We're rabidly spending an hour at Paramount Pictures on Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. To Forgotten Hollywood. Though Alfred Hitchcock is closely associated with Universal Studios, the venerable director actually made a string of films at Paramount, including Rear Window, To Catch a Thief, The Trouble with Harry, The Man Who Knew Too Much, Vertigo, and Psycho. One of the most popular movies created by the studio in the 1960s starred John Wayne and Red Buttons. This movie was filmed on location in Kenya and what is now known as Tanzania. Hatari featured a wonderful ditty created by Henry Mancini and made popular by Lawrence Welk. It's the Baby Elephant Walk on Forgotten Hollywood. Thank you. During a stretch in the late 1960s, films were made at Paramount featuring great music. Love themes became a popular way to help tell stories. These romantic forays had the added bonus of becoming pop hits. Forgotten Hollywood now showcases the lush music of Romeo and Juliet and Love Story.
Thank you.
Before Paramount Pictures entered the modern era of filmmaking, the studio created a series of films critics believe is their crowning achievement. Marlon Brando and introducing the fine talents of James Caan, Robert Duvall, Al Pacino, Diane Keaton, Talia Shire, and Robert De Niro in starring roles, The Godfather and The Godfather Part II are definitive masterpieces. The story, the acting, the cinematography, and the music are impeccable. We're proud to showcase the amazing movie score on Forgotten Hollywood. Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio's backlot. Paramount, we're talking about Paramount Pictures today. Well, if you grew up in Los Angeles, the image is as familiar as the name. In the early days of TV, Paramount had a relationship with KTLA Channel 5. Every day when Channel 5 signed on the air, the image of the TV tower charging to life made us think the first engineer was Dr. Frankenstein in his laboratory. It is still a classic test pattern today. And that's why when Channel 5 did its first special, Bob Hope was its star, because he was a star on the Paramount lot. Movie buffs who love Paramount films can now play a trivia game with hundreds of puzzles built around film titles. It's called Screen Life. And if you want to play it, go to the website scenit.com. That's scenit.com. If you enjoy watching Marlene Dietrich, check out Maximilian Schell's 1984 Oscar-nominated documentary called Marlene, in which she speaks but does not appear on camera. In 1934, she had a romantic relationship with actor John Gilbert and tried to revive his career by arranging for Gilbert to test for the role of her jewel thief partner in the 1936 movie Desire. Well, he got the part, but he suffered a heart attack and had to be replaced. But Gilbert's daughter confirmed the relationship between John Gilbert and Marlene Dietrich when she wrote her own book called Dark Star, a biography about her father in 1985. In closing, we salute Bob Hope. Universal has issued a new DVD set of some never-before-released titles. It is called Bob Hope, Thanks for the Memories Collection. And it's unique because it includes the horror comedy, rarely seen, called The Cat and the Canary. Well, Manny, that's my On the Backlot report for you this week. Thanks to Steve for making sure I stay on time. And now it's back to you. What soundstage are you on this week?
Studio B.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I'm just on Studio B. You're with me. You should know that. Thank you, Gary Lycan. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, it's of paramount importance I mention that you rock. As usual, we conclude our program with a film score written by Jerry Goldsmith. His work captures a movie that has its roots from iconic television of the 1960s. When you hear the closing theme to Star Trek: The Motion Picture, you know you've just watched something quite special. Before you reach for the DVD, let me remind you to join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.